And I will ask the department to please step forward and share their testimony.
Senator Tepler, Representative Hepler, members of the committee, I am still Commissioner Kelleher, and still 8 days. If this goes on any longer, I might say 7 days. Before I start my testimony in opposition to LD 553, Senator Martin and Representative Falkingham did say several things which I wish we could have in place, and that is NOAA fisheries being subservient to the Department of Marine Resources in the state of Maine. So I think from that standpoint, we're all in agreement. But for some other reasons that I'll get to, I'm afraid that's not the case. LD 553 is similar, although not identical, to the legislation introduced and subsequently killed in the 131st legislature. Many of the issues I will raise were also raised at that time. The current bill provides that, notwithstanding any provision of law to the contrary, the state owns and may exercise jurisdiction over and control all waters within the rise and fall of the tide seaward to 12 nautical miles, and make other changes to the law governing the state's sovereignty over the ownership of offshore waters, submerged lands, and the harvesting of marine resources. As with the last time this topic was discussed, there are at least three topics for you to consider with regards to this proposed change. The first, does the state have the authority to even do this? Second is, does it achieve the goal intended? And three, what are the other practical impacts of making such a change? With regards to authority, whether or not the state of Maine could unilaterally assert its sovereignty over the jurisdiction beyond the three-mile limit under the current constitutional and statutory frameworks was explored in a legal and policy analysis that was prepared for DMR by the Maritime Law Institute at the University of Maine back in 1997. Their determination was that such a claim would not be legitimate. The seaward boundary of the state is defined by the Submerged Lands Act. The SLA is a U.S. federal law that recognizes the title of the states to submerged navigable lands within their boundaries at the time they entered the Union. They included navigable waterways, such as rivers, as well as marine waters within the state's boundaries, generally 3 geographical miles from the coastline. Because the Submerged Lands Act is a federal law, and inconsistent state law would be preempted under the supremacy clause in the U.S. Constitution. Some states have pursued an argument in court for that for historical reasons. They are entitled to a boundary of 3 marine leagues instead of 3 nautical miles. 1 marine league equals 3 nautical miles. Another approach would be to pursue a congressional action to modify the state's boundaries by seeking an amendment to the Federal Submerged Lands Act, extending the state's jurisdictions. These are among the potential available avenues to achieve a legally valid change in the state's seaward boundaries. Setting aside the legality, it is also worth discussing what such a change would actually accomplish. The emergency preamble of this bill suggests that the motivation for the legislation may be the current restrictions on the herring catch limit. Herring is jointly managed by the Atlantic State Marine Fisheries Commission in state waters and the New England Fisheries Management Council in federal waters. Herring quotas are allocated by management areas. And Maine's fleet fishes in Area 1A. The definition to that management area goes to the shoreline, not state waters. So extending state waters does not have the effect on the available quota or federal jurisdiction over that quota. As noted, the herring resource has been subject to significant catch reductions. Atlantic herring are overfished and are in a rebuilding plan. The herring industry took a significant cut in quota starting in 2019. The governor, at the recommendation of DMR, requested that the fishery disaster be declared. In 2022, Congress declared and appropriated funds, and DMR allocated and distributed said funds to the herring industry. Unfortunately, the 2024 stock assessment did not show any improvements in the stock. The continued poor stock condition, along with the harvest control rule, which is conservative at a low biomass, results in a very low quota for 2025 and 2026. In particular, the quota for 2025 is almost another 90% reduction from 2024 and represents the lowest quota ever for the herring fishery. At the New England Fisheries Management meeting in January of 2025, because the Atlantic herring catch in 2024 was substantially below the allowable biological catch, which is the quota for the whole East Coast, the council initiated a process to see if there can be any resulting liberalization in the 2025 herring quota. And that was an effort brought forth by DMR at the council process. Beyond herring, it's important to understand that if it were legally possible to extend waters out to 12 miles, it would mean that for all the fisheries for which there are federally permitted requirements, fishermen would not need those permits unless they were fishing outside of 12 miles. This would cause a tremendous shift in effort for our fisheries that would negatively impact current federal permit holders and create another management problem. For example, while there are 5,000 state lobster license holders, only a little less than 1,200 of them hold a federal permit and can fish outside of 3 miles. If the state were to extend the jurisdiction to 12 miles, all state license holders would be able to fish out to 12 miles instead of the current 3-mile limit. This would shift a significant amount of effort and therefore also risk from, from the fishery further offshore, exacerbating the current regulatory challenges that we have with right whales. Finally, successfully obtaining jurisdiction over the water out to 12 miles would come with many other obligations to DMR, which would require additional resources for the department to meet. Some examples of these include Marine Patrol's enforcement of Title 12, marine resource laws and regulations will incur an added boat and fuel and operating cost expense due to fishing activity in state waters being more spread out because fishermen without federal licenses would be able to fish out to 12 miles rather than being limited to 3 miles. It will take a patrol boat more time and resources to board and inspect 10 lobster boats spread out in a 10 by 12 nautical mile area rather than a 10 by 3 nautical mile area. This logic would also apply to locating, hauling, and inspecting fixed gear. The current MOU that we currently have with the United States Coast Guard for recreational boating safety specifies that the Maine Marine Patrol will investigate and complete reports on all recreational boating incidents that occur upon the waters concurrent jurisdiction, so the waters are coastal waters up to 3 nautical miles. A change to a 12 nautical mile state jurisdiction will result in an increased time and expense to investigate and report an additional boating casualty. This increase would not be 4 times the current effort. However, due to the fact that the majority of recreational boating activity occurs near shore, however, there would be undoubtedly an unquantified increase in the effort and expense. Maine Marine Patrol officers may currently enforce Title 17A criminal law within the state's 3 nautical mile jurisdiction. Increasing state jurisdiction out to 12 nautical miles would, again, similar to the recreational boating incident investigation effort, would increase patrol's potential workload investigating and taking enforcement actions for incidents involving 12A violations. The state's exercise of criminal jurisdiction beyond the federal recognized 3-mile limit could conflict and be preempted by federal laws establishing, as noted, the herring resource. The state system prints double-sided now, and I am a firm believer in the forest product industry and cutting trees down. So now I'm getting double-sided copies, and it's screwing me up here a little bit. So by federal laws, what I was getting to was the criminal jurisdiction beyond 3 miles. We would have more effort and work along with that instead of the U.S. Coast Guard and the FBI. Another one that came up last night is actually the striped bass resource. Currently, the striped bass resource is fishing by states is prohibited in the EEZ, so 3 miles out to 200 miles. That prohibition on catching striped bass in federal waters is a conservation reason. So if we did see a shift In the 3 mile line out to 12, that would expand where striped bass could potentially be targeted. And at certain times of the year, there are many large schools of striped bass available outside of the 3 mile limit. So in closing, LD 553 cannot achieve the jurisdictional changes that it seeks, and it would not provide the relief from federal regulations sought. It would negatively impact current Maine license holders who also hold a federal permit and create new management problems and create new costly and unwanted responsibilities for DMR. For these reasons, we ask the committee to vote ought not to pass. And before I open it up for questions, I would say one clarification from Representative Falkingham, even though he did give me a chocolate earlier, he did point out, he made a statement that says that the Maine Marine Patrol cannot enforce laws on boats from other states that are fishing in the footprint of the Maine Area 1 lobster fishery, and that's not correct. Many of the boats that he was talking about are Area 3 boats, the Shaftmaster boats. Those are the Area 1-3 line is, depending on where you are along the coast, is anywhere from 25 to 45 miles off the coast. We actually will go out and haul Area 3 gear that is just over or just in the line. So we actually do enforce those issues. The fishery around Jeffrey's Ledge, we quite often get intel from Maine fishermen in regards to Massachusetts boats that might not be fishing tagged gear. And we will often go out and haul that gear from those mass boats to ensure that it is compliant. Because we are all federally deputized, we can haul lobster gear for any boat, no matter where it comes from.
Thank you, Commissioner. Questions from the committee?